Welcome to the PyTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology and regulated industries. I'm Mike, and as always, I'm joined by Laura. This week, we're focused on health and life sciences, and honestly, Laura, I'm not sure the sector has ever had a stretch of news quite like the last few weeks.
It really has been remarkable, Mike. If you wanted one snapshot that captures where artificial intelligence and life sciences are heading together, this is the moment. We have one of the world's largest AI labs formally entering drug discovery, a wave of AI-designed drug candidates moving into late-stage clinical trials, and regulators on both sides of the Atlantic aligning on common principles for the first time. There is a lot here for executives to unpack.
So let's start with the story everyone is talking about. On June 30th of 2026, Anthropic launched Claude Science, a research platform built specifically for scientific laboratories and the research operations of pharmaceutical companies. And in the same announcement, they revealed something even more surprising. Anthropic is starting an internal drug discovery program of its own.
And the positioning is what makes it so interesting. They said the internal program will focus on treatments for neglected diseases, the conditions that traditional biopharmaceutical companies typically pass over because the commercial case is weak. So, rather than competing head-to-head with big pharma on blockbuster targets, they're going where the industry has historically underinvested.
The market noticed immediately. Shares of Schrödinger, the computational drug discovery company, fell more than 8% on the day of the announcement. When a foundation model company can move the valuations of established drug discovery platforms with a single press release, that tells you how seriously investors are taking this.
And Anthropic is not alone. This puts them alongside Google DeepMind, whose isomorphic lab spinout has been at this for years, and OpenAI, which has an established collaboration with Amgen. The largest AI companies in the world have all decided that life sciences is a market they cannot ignore. For executives at pharmaceutical and biotech companies, the strategic question is shifting from whether to partner with these labs to how and on what terms.
The money tells the same story. Isomorphic Labs raised $2.1 billion this year. And back in March, Eli Lilly committed $2.75 billion to expand its partnership with Insilico Medicine. Those are not experimental budgets. Those are core research and development commitments.
Which brings us to what I think is the defining theme of 2026 for this sector. This is the year AI drug discovery meets clinical reality. Industry estimates suggest 15 to 20 AI programs may enter pivotal phase 3 trials this year. And here's the sobering counterpoint. Despite all of that funding, no AI-designed drug has received FDA approval yet. Not one.
That's such an important point, Laura. The promise has always been speed, and the evidence on that front is real. AI has meaningfully compressed the time from target identification to a candidate entering the clinic. Insilico alone has developed 28 AI-designed drugs, with nearly half of them already at a clinical stage. But speed to the clinic is not the same thing as success in the clinic.
Exactly. Phase 3 is where the industry's hardest questions get answered, and it's where the burden of proof shifts from platform promises to patient outcomes. For C-suite leaders, especially those evaluating AI drug discovery partnerships or investments, the next 18 to 24 months of trial readouts will tell us whether AI-designed molecules actually fail less often than traditionally discovered ones. That is the number that matters.
Let's turn to the regulators, because the FDA has been anything but quiet. In April of 2026, the agency sent two very distinct signals in the same month. On one hand, it warned the industry against over-reliance on AI in pharmaceutical manufacturing and made clear that AI compliance is now an enforcement priority. On the other hand, it embraced AI-driven innovation in clinical trials.
That dual posture is really the whole story of AI regulation right now. The FDA is essentially saying, we will punish ungoverned AI and reward well-governed AI. On the enforcement side, if you're using machine learning in manufacturing or quality control, you need documented validation, human oversight, and a clear accountability chain. On the innovation side, the agency is actively building programs to bring AI into the trial process itself.
And those programs are concrete. The FDA's real-time clinical trials initiative gives agency scientists visibility into trial endpoints as the data emerges, rather than waiting for a final submission. There are already proof-of-concept programs underway, including an AstraZeneca Phase 2 trial in mantle cell lymphoma and an Amgen early phase trial in small cell lung cancer.
On top of that, in late April, the FDA issued a request for information on a proposed pilot program to assess how AI-enabled technologies can improve the efficiency, speed, and quality of decision-making in early-phase clinical trials. The agency was careful to stress that its rigorous scientific and regulatory standards are not being relaxed, but the direction of travel is unmistakable. The FDA wants AI inside the trial process, under supervision.
And this isn't happening in an American vacuum. Back on January 14th of 2026, the European Medicines Agency and the FDA jointly published a set of common principles for the responsible use of AI in medicine development. That covers how AI systems should be developed, validated, implemented, and monitored.
For global compliance and regulatory affairs teams, that alignment is genuinely good news. The nightmare scenario has always been fragmentation, where you validate a model one way for Europe and a completely different way for the United States. Common principles mean companies can build one AI governance framework and apply it across jurisdictions. And the alignment goes beyond AI. The United States, the European Union, Japan, and the World Health Organization are all pursuing common standards for data and approvals.
Let's spend a minute on operations, because the transformation isn't only happening in the lab. Recent analysis found that 75 to 85% of pharmaceutical workflows contain tasks that could be enhanced by agentic AI, which could free up 25 to 40% of an organization's capacity. Those are enormous numbers.
They are, and I'd urge some healthy skepticism about capturing all of that on day one. But even if you realize a fraction of it, the impact on functions like pharmacovigilance, regulatory submissions, medical writing, and clinical operations is substantial. The winners here will be the organizations that pair those agentic systems with strong governance, model risk management, data lineage, audit trails, and a human accountable for every consequential decision. In a regulated industry, governance is not overhead. It is the license to deploy.
The investment picture supports the optimism. Investment in cell and gene therapies reached $15.2 billion in 2025, up 30% over 2023. And the AI and life sciences market is projected to more than triple, from roughly $21.5 billion this year to nearly $70 billion by 2031.
And sentiment matches the money. 90% of biopharma leaders surveyed across Europe and Asia report positive or cautiously positive expectations for the year, and more than 80% predict steady or strong revenue growth. This is an industry leaning into the transformation, not bracing against it.
So let's close with takeaways for our C-suite listeners. First, the entry of frontier AI labs into drug discovery changes the partnership landscape. Evaluate what these platforms offer, but negotiate with clear terms on data, intellectual property, and exclusivity. Second, watch the phase 3 readouts. They will separate durable AI drug discovery platforms from well-funded experiments.
Third, treat the FDA's dual message as a blueprint. Govern your manufacturing AI rigorously, because enforcement is coming. And engage early with the agency's clinical trial pilots, because that is where the regulatory relationships of the next decade are being formed. And fourth, take advantage of the EMA and FDA alignment to build one global AI governance framework instead of many. The companies that operationalize this now will move faster and safer than their peers.
Well said. It's a sector where the science, the capital, and the regulation are finally moving in the same direction, and the pace is only picking up. Laura, always a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PiTech Solutions, visit our website at pitechsol.com. Thanks, and have a great day.